Welcome to the Saudi Football Fanatics channel. Hi guys. It is another recording for us. Hi guys. Full team is here. I was rushing a bit. Because we have to rush. We have two entire game weeks we have to cover because we didn't have the chance to talk through the league. In both the league had a busy schedule and also our team had a busy schedule. But Round 29 and round 30 is to be discussed today. We have already discussed the King's Cup matches in the meantime in a separate episode in our nice round number 20 episode. Please ensure that you listen to that as well. But now let's talk about the league because there were quite some interesting matches. Relegation battle is heating up the top of the table, at least from the third place. It's interesting, but the first very interesting thing is that one of our experts had a wild guess that, let's say, Avegda is going to beat Al-Hazem, and, well, we can say that, spoiler alert, it did not happen, despite Avegda playing against a townman Al-Hazem. Surprisingly, Al-Hazem easily became victorious. And
that wasn't enough for Al-Avegda. After that, they decided to concede six times against Al-Nassr as well. So they are now again an extraordinary form, just like before. So
maybe.
Nice job, Avegda.
Nice job to our expert. And you can listen to his predictions in our episode number 19. And
although I like the Mark roasting shows about his miscalculations, but I have to say that at least he was right that Al-Vegda is really not in an extraordinary form. I mean, that was my statement, that they are playing quite well. So I took the blame for that.
we can say that. At least their last two matches were forgettable, to say the least. They failed to score a goal, conceded eight times, and one of the matches was played against a bottom rock Al-Hazem. So
it's more forgettable, but very hard to forget.
They have to improve, but I'm quite sure that they will get up from this. But what's a little bit interesting, that if you look at the table, Avegda might be in trouble if they don't improve.
Russian.
Saudi League.
We discussed that our red is safe. Did we say that in a few episodes ago? Please.
We told that. Mark, sorry.
Yeah. And I was the one there who said that they are safe. So another good guess from me. But now, not just Arad, but as you said, Avegda is in danger again. So, yeah, it will be quite interesting in the last rounds.
Well, we can say that, just to save your pride, you are the only one who couldn't foresee this Al-Hazem victory. And also, one more interesting thing is, in the last round, in round number 30, each team threatened by relegation will expect for, obviously, Al-Avegda, if we calculate them as a relegation threatened team. But each of the teams below them collected at least 1 point.
No, because Arad also lost. So
below Arad. So the last five on the table at least collected 1 point. And what's very good for us is Abha collected 3 points. So after their very bad performance against Al-Ogdud, let's say, it was not a good performance. I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah, that was quite surprising after that they were able to beat Al-Ittihad. At least for me, it was surprising because that wasn't their best performance against Al-Ogdud, say it that way. And after that, it was very surprising for me.
I really don't get this team. This Abha. I know it's our our secret favorite in this podcast channel, but I really don't get them. They can play quite convincingly, right? They can beat really top tier teams and then they just lose, I don't know, 5 goals from a lower ranked team. You cannot bet your money on this team, either for a win or for a lose. At least Al-Hazm was consistent with losing with all these, with all the matches, I don't know, in the first half of the season. But for APO, I'm really confused. I would not recommend betting on this team for anyone.
Yeah, it's really strange because whenever we thought that, well, they may be able to get a good run together, then they were just trashed by someone, but really trashed. Not that 1 goal or 2 goal difference, really at least 4, if not 5 or 6. So, yeah, strange, but we can also talk about something else if you're talking about Abhaizli, is that this last week was not Al-Ittihad's best week. We can say that. Because, well, they, as we covered in our previous episode, failed to beat a 10-man Al-Hilal and lost in the semi-final of the King's Cup. And after that, well, they also lost against APO.
Yeah, and this was some kind of 3 point that they calculated into their total result, probably. And it can cost them a lot. They are now at 5th place. So.
Sorry to interrupt, but no. Before that they also lost against Al-Shabaab, so it's a 3-match losing streak for them now.
Yeah, but at least for a kind of, I mean, super form Al-Shabaab, it is something that you can expect that, okay, they might lose 1 or 3 points, 2 or 3 points, but against APO, you would have not expected that, honestly. I mean, full respect to APO, but you would have not expected that. And this cost them very serious 3 points. So we'll probably talk about that, how these will position them on the table in terms of international competitions.
And yes, the one thing that you might raise into the fans of Al-Ittihad is that probably they were tired after the King's Cup match. But the team who could be really tired after that match is Al-Hilal, who played against Al-Ittihad's rival, Al-Tawun. Do you think Al-Hilal was tired on that match? Spoiler alert.
For some reason, I don't think so.
No, they played on away ground and easily went past Al-Tawun. So Al-Hilal was not tired, so...
Yeah.
At least Al-Ittihad, after being eliminated in the cup, they can be thankful to Al-Hilal that they helped them in their chase for a spot in the top four, and also eliminated Al-Tawun's hopes a little bit. But what should we talk about first? The Champions League spots, the fight for the 4th spot, or
I think if you mentioned Al-Tawun, we can talk about that. Yes,
let's start from the top and then go downwards.
Okay. So, what do you think about the table at this stage? Is Al-Ahli safe in the third spot?
Mark, you shared a couple of thoughts in the previous episode, so...
Yes, yeah. I would say that they are safe, but taking into account that they are playing against Hilal in 1 or 2 hours, I'm not sure about that. Because Hilal beat everyone, so I think that will be the same for tonight. And if I say that I'm quite sure that the opposite will happen and Ahli will win. but if they lose against Al-Hilal, there will be only 4 points and still 4 matches remaining from the league. And they will still play against Al-Shabaab, for example. And Al-Shabaab is in extraordinary form. So I think they are not safe.
And they are also playing against Riyadh and APO. Okay, they are lower ranked teams, but all of them will fight against relegation.
Yeah. Yeah, and APO, as you can see, we cannot anticipate that they will play very good, like against Al-Ittihad or in a tragical way, like against Al-Ogdud. So I can easily imagine that they will beat, for example, Al-Ahli.
Yeah, but I still think that you are right, and with this advantage, they should keep this advantage, formally speaking, because, or at least in theory, I mean, you know, everything can happen, but if you look at Al-Ittihad's and Tabun's draw, then they have much, I believe, complicated fixtures. In the case of Ittihad, they will play against Etifak, Galic, Damak, and Nasser as well. And that is why I mentioned previously that their 3 points against Abha cost them a lot, because now they have a 5 point disadvantage.
Yeah, but Damak, for example, okay, we praised them a lot earlier, but now they are really, really weak and in a bad form. I just saw their match against Al Ahly. It was also tragical, just like Opa against Ogdud. That was an interesting point, just to mention that VAR decision with the yellow card. I don't know whether you saw that, but one of the Damak's defender received the yellow card, which was his second, so a red card all in all. But after that, the referee just watched the situation again on the television next to the pitch and decided that it wasn't a yellow, but a straight red card for the defender. Yeah. So that was an interesting point on that match. But yes, what I saw was that Damak is really weak now and in a bad form, 3 losses in their last 5 matches.
Okay, you're right.
We can move on, Damak. That wasn't our main topic, sorry.
No, you are right. And also we can say that Ittihad, okay, they are playing against Nasser, but Nasser will probably play with Ittihad in the last round, probably a couple of days before the King's Cup final, which means that Al Nasser has a sure second spot now. They will probably not put all of their efforts into that match. So from that point onwards, there is, I believe, a consideration where we can say that Al Ahly's fixtures are more difficult because they will play against teams which teams will have extra motivation, probably. At least 3 of these 4 teams will have extra motivation. Looking at it from that point, Al Ahly's spot is not yet safe, but they are in a good position now.
Yeah, and maybe we can reconfirm why we are talking so much about this third spot. And the reason is that this third spot will mean a Champions League spot next year in the new system of the Asian Champions League. And the fourth spot is also interesting because it's not a Champions League elite spot, but a Champions League 2. Spot, and I think that fourth place is more interesting than the third one, because okay, you can reach the Champions League elite, good story, okay, but that is a much tougher competition. But if you reach the fourth spot and you reach the Champions League 2, that's a much weaker competition, and I think you will have a really high chance to win that cup. Because if you just check these high-end Saudi teams like Tamun, Ittihad, or now Shabab, I think they are much stronger than most of the Champions League 2 teams. So maybe it will be a higher chance for them to at least win something that year. Especially an international cup. And I don't think that, for example, the fourth from the Saudi League would have a high chance to win the actual Champions League next year. So it could seem more interesting for me.
So you say that the fourth spot will go to the Champions League too?
Yeah.
And it would be, as per the current setup, either Tabun, currently it's Tabun.
Or Ittihad, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and they will indeed have a higher chance. Still, Al Ahly probably is happy, right, for qualifying into the Champions League elite, despite the fact that if they would have qualified to the Champions League 2, then they would have been the top contender in that series.
Yeah, I think because basically Al Ahly, for me, is a much better team from much better names than Al Tawun. Okay, now they are close to each other, but on a longer term, I think for Al Ahly, there is a brighter future, especially that they are a PIF team, so there will be more money. And also, it was essential for them to reach at least the podium and also the Champions League, because if you recall our first episodes, we talked about it, that there were an there was an extension of the league in the summer, and by this Al-Ahli were able to start in the Russian Saudi League and not in the Yellow League. So after they are just reappeared in the first league, they will also immediately reach the Champions League. That's a nice story, and also also results. I don't know how to say that, but a great financial background for them for the next season as well, and they will be able to strengthen their core again, not just from the PIF money, but also from the Champions League spot money as well.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's, and also in terms of prestige and financial prestige, reputation and financial awards, rewards, it is a much more beneficial league. But you say then that Al-Tawun, if they became fourth, then they will also qualify to the second tier international competition, which is Champions League 2 in Asia. And this would also mean that they would deny the first four place from the PIF teams, which would be a very great result from a non-PIF team. Yeah.
Well, let me just get back to a little earlier topic, but it connects to this one, because Andrić mentioned that Al-Ittihad will play Al-Nassr, and I share your thoughts on this, that probably Al-Nassr will have nothing to fight for, and in the meantime, they have the cup final. But there is one interesting stat here, which I think we should elaborate and also highlight in our social media platforms, is that, you know, the player, this Cristiano Ronaldo, you might be familiar with him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Again, I've heard this, about him, yes.
Some people say that he's old age and bollocks. He is at this stage, after a perfect hat-trick, I think it's the 10th perfect hat-trick of his career, which he was able to achieve against Al Vegda in round number 30. But you can correct me if I'm not right. But the point really, I didn't want to calculate his perfect hat-tricks because he scored so many goals that I might be not able to correctly calculate this. But one thing is sure, that as we talk about Al Hilal almost certainly winning the league, the Golden Boot is almost certainly going to this old guy. And he has something to fight for, even if Al-Nassr doesn't have anything to fight for in the last round. But maybe Ronaldo will not have to fight for that in the last round either. What I wanted to say here, after this long introduction, is that the record goal scorer of the Russian Saudi League is Hamdallah, you know, the Al-Ittihad striker, a big one really. He's still on the podium this year too. I think his record was 34 goals, but I'm not quite sure.
33, I believe.
Ronaldo has the chance to break this record. What a surprise that he's breaking records, by the way, but you know, he might want to set up a big record and will play with full effort against Al-Ittihad, and then Al-Ittihad has, well, a difficult match.
Yeah, if Ronaldo puts full effort into that match, and despite the fact that there is a King's Cup final in the upcoming days, that would not be a good news for Al-Ittihad. Obviously, it will not only depend on Ronaldo, but the management of Al-Nassr, how they decide, because they might want to just freeze Ronaldo for the King's Cup final. But let's see, but that's a good point. And yeah.
Do you think he can score 40 goals?
He has four matches, and he would need to score 9 goals. I believe that even with his standards, it's something that I would not expect.
Well, we have seen him making unexpected things. So, well, just, yeah, interesting to see what will happen in this.
But I will think he will break the record, though. It is an extraordinary record, so all the praise to Hamdallah, but Ronaldo is now very close. 2 goals from setting it and 3 goals from breaking the record. He has 4 matches to do that.
So, sorry, just to correct you, Ronaldo is currently at 32 goals, so he only needs 8, not 9.
He's 32. Sorry. 32. Sorry, I miscalculated, and you were right, I believe, with the 34 goals record of Hamdallah. Yes.
Yeah, so yeah. 3 more goals, and as we speak, Al-Nassr is going to play against Al-Ogdud. So maybe another hat-trick potential here for Cristiano. Well, we will see.
Yeah, but after that, they will play against Al-Hilal. Sorry, Dula, for interrupting. So I'm not so sure that he will score against Hilal based on their quite good defense. So, okay, there's an Ogdud match for him. And after that, they will play against Riyadh. So it's, you know, okay, Ogdud and Riyadh are not the best teams, but both of them are fighting against the relegation. So these all will be heated matches with Riyadh and Ogdud, and also against Hilal because of their pride that they don't want to lose in the last matches of the league, and it's also true for Al-Nassr. So I think that it won't be easy for Ronaldo.
I never matches. Mentioned that it will be easy. I don't think it will be easy either. But, you know, he has all the chance. But let us praise Hamdallah too, because he's such a good guy. I mean, a consistent performer in the league. And yes, there is still, he's at the age of 33 and still a wonderful goal scorer. So
he's a class player.
And I'm sure that he will be our core player next year in our fantasy team, or one of our core players.
One of the top players to consider in your attacking line in the Saudi fantasy league. Yes.
Let's not rush forward so much.
I'm just so excited, Dula. We are just so excited.
Yeah, we can say that after the Fantasy Premier League season, we cannot wait that to end and finally have a league where you have attacking options, you know. Because even if there are some potent strikers in England, most of them are classified as midfielders in that game. But here in the Russian Saudi League, and they didn't even calculate with the potential inflow of new players, which is very likely that some superstars will join the league this summer in light of the increase in the foreign player limits. I wouldn't be surprised, for example, if Salah left Liverpool to join a big contingent of Liverpool players already playing in the league, which will also increase the quality of attacking players in the league. But, you know, I'm quite sure that this will be more interesting than what we have already seen in England with the quality picks in the attacking lineup. And also probably because of the aforementioned foreign player limit increase, the top teams at least, but probably everyone will try to invest in their defense as well. So the league will be in a much better shape and quality next year. I can't wait for that to start. But let me just drop in one more, probably last topic. We somewhat mentioned it. You guys mentioned, I think Mark mentioned it several times, it's a super form Shabab. We have to really praise our Shabab. They deserve a 1 or 2 minutes for more time, because, a few episodes ago, we were thinking that they even might be threatened by relegation if they don't pick up results. If you look at the table, we were proven wrong once again. And they really turned around their fortune. And it's going to the praise of the new manager, Vitor Pereira, who joined the team in the middle of February. And after a run of mixed results, they are unbeaten for quite some time by now. They didn't lose a match in April. Their last defeat was against Al-Hilal, which is, you know, not a shame in this league. And it was a close defeat as well, 3-4. And it seems that Mr. Pereira found a good formation and a good setup for Al-Shabaab. And this is a team with a great prestige in this league, despite not being a PAIF team. It is one of the most historic teams of the Russian Saudi League. It's very good to see them being in such a great form. Their new lineup, switching to 3-4-3, seems to be working really well. They are scoring a lot of goals. They do not concede as much. And it will be very exciting to see if they can build on this form next season.
Yeah, already... But it's also interesting that they won their last matches. I don't know how many, to be honest. But the last three, I'm sure about that, without Rakitic on the midfield.
Yeah.
So so one of the most important puzzle pieces was missing, and even in that case they were able to beat, for example, Ittihad or beat APA and also Riyadh. So they seemed a quite good team.
I think almost
in the last 2 months.
Yeah. Carrasco has just returned from injury as well in the last 2 games or so. So yeah, even without their, let's say, top players, they really put together a very good string of results. So it could be interesting to see how they will strengthen in the summer and whether they can keep up the pace with the PIF teams. We certainly hope to see a good Al-Shabaab next season.
Yeah, and this whole middle table is quite interesting, not just Al-Shabaab, because we have now 4 teams with 41 points. Which is quite unusual, I think. That was my only point with that.
Thank you.
of course.
It's going to be a summer to look forward to. But yes, there will be some quite interesting matches until then, and especially the battle for the 4th spot and the relegation. Avoidance of relegation, I mean, it's going to be very interesting. If you guys don't have anything else, then I would like to say goodbye to you and our listeners.
No fun fact from me today.
I'm thinking about some fun facts, but not now, probably. I would say save our listeners from that.
I mean, these 4 teams with 41 points was enough fun fact for everyone.
Yeah, this was really funny.
We all laughed so hard. So it's time to stop. Thank you guys for joining, and thanks also to our listeners. If you like this episode, please click on the follow button and follow us for even more interesting episodes. We will continue our work and hope to see you soon. Cheers.